Doctor. Conversation with Dr. Eva Veronesi, and expert in the field of vector and vector-borne diseases. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Frédéric Simard from the ERD in France. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi, Eva. I'm very well. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm really honored to start this series of interviews with you. So this is a great pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Eva. It's my pleasure also to be part of this thing. So my name is Fred Simard. I'm a medical entomologist working at the IRD, the French Institut de Recherche pour le Développement. And I'm based here in Montpellier, in the south of France. My skills are on vector ecology, vector biology, and population genetics of disease vectors. And I'm mainly working on Anopheles, on mosquito disease vectors. So Anopheles that do transmit the deadly malaria in Africa, and Aedes, especially Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, that are the major vectors of arbovirus disease, such as dengue, Zika, yellow fever, and chikungunya, for example.
What is actually happening in your country? You're based in France. So how is, in this context, working the prevention and the preparedness?
So the best thing to be prepared is to know your enemy. So you know, you need first to know what is flying around. So to have an inventory of the mosquitoes that may or may not transmit the disease in your area. And luckily enough, we were free of disease transmitting mosquitoes in France up to 2008, where the Asian tiger mosquito, Aedes albopictus, invaded France. So now we have only this mosquito to manage. It is an invasive mosquito, so it is spreading for the moment throughout the country. So basically, preparedness involves detection of the mosquitoes. So we have different tools, either trapping or citizen science, that may help us identify those spots where the mosquito arrives and the way it spreads to better prevent further spread of the mosquito. So we have skills in field entomology, mosquito trapping, sample collection, database construction for follow-up of this invasion. And of course, we are discussing a lot with peoples, spreading the word about the spread of these mosquitoes and giving people tips to avoid the pollination of mosquitoes in their
Speaking
own
body. The name of my group, who
combines something like 100 researchers and technicians working not only on vectors, but on the broad scope of ecology and evolution of infectious diseases. Among these people, there are something like 30 entomologists with real skills in entomology.
It's not only the expert that can do something to contribute to prevent the spread of this vector, but also the citizen. They can also be very much involved and very much helpful in this. So how does it start? I mean, the whole control. You mentioned several tools. So I guess, as you say, it is important to know your enemy. So we need to know which species of mosquito we have and if these mosquitoes are actually involved in the transmission of pathogens. Because we know not all the species are important in this way. If someone is in need, because there is suddenly there is an urgence of investigate which species are present, are you able to give training courses? Are you giving support to other countries, technical
yes,
support?
Yes, of course. There are different ways of training. You can train people in their academic job, either early researchers like PhDs that we host in our laboratories. It can be French, but they can be also from any nation. Working at the IRD, we have a focus on the topics that are of interest for those in the tropical areas. So our main collaboration is with people in South America, in Africa, and in Asia. And we are very open to collaboration for these trainings to be
co-supervised by people in France and in their country of origin. So we provide training in very basic field entomology, as I mentioned, field collections, sampling plans, sample collections, databases that are linked to these collections. And in the investigation of these things, either through molecular investigations or genomics, that's what we do and what we train people for in our labs.
So even
in
if
our
people,
labs,
for example, have the tools, but they don't have the know-how to process these samples, can they send it to you, or how is the collaboration started?
All they need is a good ID. And then we will work together for the sampling strategy, for the experimental strategy, to get the money from funders, wherever they are, in our country. In these countries, there are funders to fund research, others to fund for salaries, for people to come. We are part of quite a number of international networks that promote this kind of international mobility. And that's what we use to train people and to do good research together. And in particular, InfraVec 2, I am very much involved in this project, and it's a very good portal where we can offer either samples, tissue samples or vector samples, techniques also, skills that we can spread, that we can teach people how to handle it. And access to our facility can be also granted through this kind of network for people to come and visit us, work with us, or work with their own research questions using our facilities.
And this is at any cost for the users?
Within the frame of InfraVec 2, it's free of cost for the users. It's the EU. We have, together with the PI of the project, secured some money for you to conduct your research in our facilities.
Excellent. And anyone can apply, or are there any restrictions?
There are no restrictions. There are preferences. Of course, it's European money, so it's mainly geared toward European researchers that need international mobility to conduct their research. But it's also very much open, and we're pushing very much for that, to the south, to people from the south, the big south, including all the tropical areas with where this problem of vector-borne diseases, and especially mosquito-borne diseases, is very dramatic in these areas.
So the training is seems to be the winning approach, right? And I see that...
It's not a win, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
It's winning for those people that are trained,
sure.
But it's also a win for the trainee, for the trainers, because we have collaborations, we train people with whom we can work later on some specific subjects. So this is really
why we are
a win-win
still
strategy.
Fighting so hard to reduce, because I don't want to use the word elimination, because we don't want to eliminate or eradicate the vectors, but we are here, and I think you agree with me, to reduce the density.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. To manage the vectors.
Exactly.
In order to reduce, and what we want to do is to spread those skills that are really needed in the countries, so people come and be trained and then go back to their country where they implement the work, the techniques that they have learned it. And of course, we are still there to support further grant funding or these kind of things. We are not funders, but we can work together in building some common collaborative proposals that we can together propose to funders.
People understand how important is the collaboration. I mean, the aim of this interview is exactly this, is to make people aware of how it is important to collaborate and to be aware of what is going on in other countries, and especially who to ask or where to look for help.
I think time is
very important. I think we have to be ahead of time to predict what can happen next. Of course, we cannot predict which pathogens will be our enemy, but maybe we can for sure continue to investigate of new tools for diagnostic, new tools for investigation, so that we can really find it before they will find us.
The best approach to prevent some kind of disease is to tackle the vectors. because one vector may transmit a lot of different diseases. So it's already a first, you know, shrink of the diversity we have to care about. And there are, and we know who they are.
We so have to prevent the worst before it comes. So prevention better than control. So start
exactly. We'll never be able to know who is going to emerge where and when, but we can have ideas of what will happen. One thing that I would like to mention also is that you don't do anything if you're alone in doing your research. Research is a really collaborative endeavor, and you need to spread your ideas, to spread your skills, because that's the only way we'll have an impact on these diseases. And we need to work with the citizens, because if they don't want a technique to be applied, it will never happen, whatever the risk and whatever the scientific relevance of our findings.
Thank you very much, yeah. Fred. And now we know there is a very important place in Montpellier, the IRD, that people can get in touch with. And many things are going on there, and I'm sure in the future even more. And it was a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you again.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.